Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. On the bench, and we just got done with this wild baseball game in Iowa, Field of Dreams style. What a game. I mean, that was better than a World Series game. I mean, that was like a game seven the way it ended. I cannot believe what I just saw, honestly. I mean, you got to be kidding me. It's just massive. I hit the bet. I bet on the White Sox. I bet on the White Sox because, I think Lynn is a great pitcher, and I think Heaney is terrible. I still will never understand, unless I see some amazing turnaround, I will never grasp the Yankees going to get Andrew Heaney from the Angels. He's terrible. I mean, he has literally, am I crazy? He's never done anything except lose. And they went and got him, and he looked terrible tonight. And they left him in the game. He was getting lit up. He gave up all those home runs. And then, you know, the Yankees are down 7-4 in the ninth inning with two outs. Two outs. Liam Hendricks is on the mound, who's their, I mean, bottom line, Kimbrel and Hendricks are lethal closers, and more so Hendricks now. I mean, I think Kimbrel was great. I think now he's just really good. And he's not great anymore. I think he's just really good, in my opinion. And so, two outs, and you Judge hits a bomb to right, home run, two-run shot. And then Gallo walks, because he was atrocious in that game tonight. 0-for, gets the walk. It was 0-for-3, gets the walk, gets on, and then Stanton, Giancarlo Stanton, hits one to left on a rope, and two-run homers in the ninth inning off their best closer. They got a great bullpen, and they melted down. Liam Hendricks gives up four runs, two-run homers, and then you're up 8-7, and you let Zach Britton, the left-hander, comes in, who they pay big money to. And he gives up a walk and then a two-out walk and a two-run walk-off home run to Tim Anderson on a, you know, sinker, whatever, off-speed pitch, a golf ball swing. He just hit a 56-degree down by his ankles and just rocked it out, sky-high shot into the cornfield and right. And the White Sox win the game 9-8. I got to tell you, this guy, Zach Britton, he's bad luck. I mean, this guy, the other day in Kansas City, blew that lead against the Royals in that wild game where they were, both teams traded punches in the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th innings. The Yankees took the lead in the 6th, Royals tie it. Yankees take the lead in the 7th. Royals tie it. Yankees take the lead in the 8th. Royals tie it. Yankees take the lead in the 9th. Royals tie it. Yankees take the lead in the 10th. Royals tie it. It had never happened before in Major League history. And he was one of the victims. Britton. And then he comes in tonight and gives up the walk-off two-run homer to Anderson. I mean, you're a bum. I mean, I pay you tons of money. He's like one of their highest paid relievers besides Chapman. I guarantee he's the second highest paid reliever on the Yankees. And he just can't get big outs anymore. And that's in between his, you know, missing 2 months or longer. And F that Britton. Honestly, I mean, I am just done with this guy. When he comes on the mound, I run out of the room. I can't even watch. He's become so terrible. You don't matter anymore, bro. You suck. We welcome in our radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 204, Mightier 1090 in San Diego and all of Southern California. Yeah, yeah, should do be. Near Tijuana, do you wanna? And of course, Sports Map Radio Network in H-Town, nationwide there. Also nationwide off Sports Byline USA out of San Francisco and Armed Forces Radio. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's Pharrell on a bench. Mafia's running it. I just cannot believe what I just saw. I mean, what a game. What a wild ending. What a crazy ninth inning. And then you lose that game. And what's worse is, I mean, what a sucker punch right to the Adam's apple. And then you got to turn around. You got off tomorrow as you travel from Iowa to Chicago, shore up in a hotel, and then get ready to play them on Saturday and Sunday on the South Side, where they already screwed you and they're already better than you. And they already did you. And now you got to go play them in two more. It wasn't a one and done thing. It's play in Iowa and now go to Chicago and finish the last two games of the series on Saturday and Sunday. And after that debacle, I think they may get swept.
To listen to Sports Grid,
you can always go downtown.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Scour the sidewalks, find a penny, and pick it up. Or you can get the winning edge
right here.
And you won't get Tomey.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, so for all on the bench, I wanted to look at the, Mac Jones tonight, right? That was the thing. I was watching the Patriots game, and he played the most, and he went 13 of 19 for 87 yards, a 4.6 average. He was throwing some nice passes, decent passes, right? Nothing major, but he got sacked. You know, he got hit from behind. I thought he looked decent. I know they are showing highlights of him already and how he looked and saying that he was throwing darts. Nothing was extravagant. Nothing was spectacular, but he did a decent job. Newton played. He was 4 of 7 for 49 yards and was done. Hoyer played, was 2 of 4. The real story was Stevenson, this kid, the 91-yard touchdown romp after the Washington football team had got within two. They went for a two-point conversion, failed, kicked off, first play, whatever, second play, who knows. Stevenson goes 91 yards up the sideline, and that was that. He beat the defense, got around the edge, and that was it. And this guy ended up 10 carries, 127 yards, a 12.7 average, 2 touchdowns on the game. He looked great. Sony Michel played 26 yards, a 4.3 average. They had everybody doing their thing in this game. But the Patriots won the game 22-13. I'm sure they're happy that Jones got a lot of work in. No doubt about it, right? So there you go. As for the Steelers, they were getting their ass beat in this football game. It was 10-0 after the first, 16-7 at the half, and then the Steelers exploded for two touchdowns in the third quarter and a field goal in the fourth. They had nice drives. In the third, a Haskins 22-yard TD pass to Anthony Johnson, and they were within two. It was 16-14. And then they got a Jalen Samuels run from 1 yard out. They took a 21-16 lead. They get a Sloman Shield field goal from 22 yards out after a long drive. And they were up 24-16, and that's how it ended. As for Haskins, he was great, all things being equal, 16 of 22 for 161 yards and a touchdown. Flacco was good, 10 of 17, 178 yards and a touchdown. And, I mean, Mason Rudolph, 8 of 9 for 77 yards. He started. Dobbs, 5 of 6 for 30 yards. But Haskins, how about Haskins? A 7.3 average, a TD, no sacks, 108.3 rating. Not too shabby. Hurts barely played, 3 of 7. 54 yards, a 7.7 average. Flacco played the most, as I gave you his numbers, a 10.5-yard average for old Joe Flacco, and a TD, got sacked once. And Nick Mullins, 1 of 5 for 4 yards. He did absolutely nothing in the game. But the Eagles start their preseason 0-1. The Steelers, of course, beat the Cowboys in the Hall of Fame game, and now they beat the Eagles. And I hit both of those games tonight. I had the Pats to win outright and getting points. I know they were, I think, at the end of the day, actually laying by the time that game went off, maybe laying one or something like that. And then the Steelers were getting points from Philly. I think it was one when I got it, and they won outright. I had the Steelers winning outright and getting the points. I gave you all four of those winners. The money lines on both games and the spreads on both games today documented on Farrell Coast to Coast. I also gave you that White Sox win. And I did say the Yankees can win this game the way they've been playing. They've been super hot. So I won't be surprised at all if they win. And they take the lead in the ninth on two two-run home runs and then blow it because of Zach effing Britton. He blew the game. There's no getting around it. It's his fault. That's it. And then we'll hear all the rhetoric and BS after the game that there's a lot of reasons why we lost the game. It wasn't just Zach Britton's pitch to Tim Anderson. My ass. It was Zach Britton that blew the game. That was the only reason they lost the game. They had no business winning that game. But when you hit two-run homers in the ninth inning with your two big money guys and you don't close the deal, you blame the pitcher that blew it. Zach effing Britton. That's what I'm going to call him from now on. He's got a new name for the rest of his life. Zach effing Britton. Are you kidding me? I mean, oh, my God. I'm sick to my stomach. Thank God I'm looking at the Nuggets and Suns, 43-41 at the half in Vegas, summer league style, Mafia. I know you get fired up for summer league basketball. Now, look, the big story tonight, Jalen Green of the Rockets pulled his hammy. And
yeah, I just saw that.
He's done for the summer league. Done. He's out the rest of the summer league. He'll likely be held out for the remainder as a precaution. He is done. So he pulled up on a J off a screen, skied up in the air to shoot the rock, came down, started going back the other way, and pulled up lame. And he was limping on the court. And it was obvious that he had done something to his hammy. He was pulling, you know, holding his leg and the whole deal. So that's a huge loss for the Rockets because we just saw that guy show up, Cade Cunningham, the other night, 25-20 in points. way more efficient, hitting buckets, barely missed, missed two shots, made 8 of 9 from the line. I thought he played great. And now a night later, he plays in a game and pulls up lame with the hammy, and now he's shut down. So you can forget about Jalen Green in summer league play the rest of the way. And then I was watching all these games. By the way, right now, late, 40 seconds left, the Sixers and Hawks. I should probably this game just started again in the third, the Denver game, coming out of the half. But I can actually turn on the last 40 seconds of this Sixers-Hawks game. Philadelphia, I could be wrong, Philadelphia up to 84-82, and the Hawks have the rock, and they missed the layup, but I think they're going to get a call here. And now they're going to go to the stripe with a chance to tie the game with 34 seconds left. So imagine that. Remember, they played in the playoffs, and it was incredible. I think it's, I could be wrong. Is that Cooper at the line? I think it might very well be. It is Cooper at the line trying to tie the game. This guy hit a game winner the other night on a last second shot. Sharif Cooper with 18 points tonight, 8 of 15 from the floor, 12 dimes. He ties the game up. What a great game they got going on here. They just played in the Eastern Finals. Or it was the semis, right? Then they lost to the Bucks. So here they are in the Summer League, all their first and second year guys going at it in a tie game late. Philly gets the bucket with 17 left on a beautiful scoop left-handed off the kiss. Sixers by a bucket. Down to 12 and a timeout. Wow, it doesn't get any better than this. NFL football, Field of Dreams game, tons of baseball, and NBA rat. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know it.
Wow, Sharif Cooper the other night against the Pacers hit the game-winning three in the corner. Right in front of the Pacers bench, in like being mauled too with like a triple team, got off the shot. Nobody fouled him, and he nailed the shot. All rainbow net splash. And then tonight he just had a driving layup with the left hand kiss. Should have been a foul, but no call. But he tied the game up. And here's Philly with no time left with the last shot of the game. Brick. They're going to overtime, and Cooper was the guy defending him. So Cooper's got 21 again on 9 of 16 shooting, 12 dimes to go with it. I mean, you got to be kidding me. This guy, Sharif Cooper, just going off this week in summer league games in Vegas for the Hot Town Hawks, who we were talking about earlier with Chris Domino about the deal that Trey Young got, the deal that John Collins got, the deal they're trying to work out now with Kevin Huerter, that they got this little badass Sharif Cooper. And you remember him certainly from college ball, but I think the guy's playing great. And it's fun watching him play. Some wild games today. The Spurs beat the Hornets on a last second shot, 106-105. Trey Jones drains the game winner with no time left on a beautiful kiss off the glass drive and finish. Impressive. The T-Wolves blew out the Bulls 78-59. The Nets in double overtime. Cam Thomas had the big bucket to win it for the Nets in double overtime. He had 31 points, 10 of 23 from the floor, 9 of 10 from the stripe. You got to be kidding me. I may have to talk about that game tomorrow on Coast to Coast, Mafia. Your boy, Cam Thomas, getting involved, double overtime, and a 31 spot for the Nets over the Wizards. The Pacers beat the Blazers 97-64, an absolute blowout there. And Duarte had 19 for Indy as they blow out the Blazers, and they're not playing bad at all. Celtics with a huge win over the Magic, 108-71. And you know who they got playing in that summer league is Peyton Pritchard, who's already had a nice start to his career with Boston. Sam Hauser, though, with 21 points for the Celtics on 7 of 12 shooting and perfect from the stripe as well. The Celtics, I think, are 3-0. Raptors big over the Rockets, 92-76. We told you about Jalen Green going down in that game. And Wainwright for the Raptors with 20 points on 7 of 12 shooting. So a nice performance there. And then I'm watching the games that are going on right now. The end of this overtime game, a minute left. Philly up by a bucket. Cooper with the pill. 90-88 Sixers. And then the other game has the Suns up 52-51 on the Nuggets with 5 and change left in the third. So, I mean, just crazy action. I love the Summer League. People can say whatever they want. Oh, it doesn't count. It doesn't matter. It's all this. It's all that. It's a bunch of rookies and first, second year guys. I'll tell you what, though. I think it's great because, you know, over the years, a lot of players made their names, the you know, jump start of their career, the beginning of their career. They made a name for themselves, including Steph Curry in summer league ball, coming out of Davidson and, you know, filling it up in summer league. Trae Young did the same thing. Everybody, LeBron James. I mean, it's just summer league is where guys kind of say, hey, look at me. I'm here. Check me out. Watch my game. I'm gonna take off in the NBA. I'm gonna work. It's no joke. So anyway, 26 seconds left in this game, and it's now a 4-point Sixer lead. So after all that great play by Cooper and all those big buckets, Philadelphia is still getting it done, and they lead it by 4. And I think they have the ball with 26 seconds left in overtime. That Suns-Nuggets game is now tied. By the way, Cooper's not the only guy performing in that game. Maxey had 29. Of course, he's had a big role with the Sixers already and got a lot of burn. 29 tonight for him, 11 of 23 from the floor, 1 of 8 from 3. Not too good from outside, but pretty good with everything else. He also had 6 boards and 5 dimes. And Mays had 20 for the Hawks. So there you go. I just want to get a look at this box score on the Nuggets-Suns game because Smith has 18 for the Suns. And then on the other side, Bol Bol with 10, 4 boards and a dime, but he hasn't shot really well, 3 of 11 from the floor. Although Bol Bol does have 2 threes in the game, Highland for the Nuggets has 3 threes and 12 points. He's their leading scorer right now. So I'm going to obviously check out the rest of that game. The Nuggets are up a bucket with 5 minutes left in the third. I'm going to watch the rest of that game as soon as this overtime game ends between the Sixers and the Hawks. I love watching the games. I think they're great. We get to see the young talent doing their thing. And tomorrow on a pain-free Friday, they got more action starting in the afternoon, 4 East, the Wolves and Bucks. Then at 5 East, Heat and Jazz. Then at 6 East, Pelicans, Cavs. 7 East, Warriors, Thunder. 8 East, Knicks, Pistons. That should be good. We got to see more of Obi Toppin, Quickly, Cade Cunningham for Detroit. And then Grizzlies, Kings at 9 East, 10 East, Lakers and Clippers going at it in Vegas as well. So 7 games on Friday, and then it just never ends. Saturday, same thing. There's 6 games on Saturday. And I think I could be wrong, but that might be the end of the road for it. I think it ends on Saturday. Maybe I'm crazy, but I think it does. They don't play that long. So we got a few more days to watch the NBA Summer League in Sin City. And they're playing there. It's crazy because a lot's been going on in Vegas with the COVID, with the Delta. Everybody's wearing masks everywhere. There's been, you know, bad numbers there of people getting it. And it's just crazy. So you see a lot of people at the games wearing the mask. You have to wear a mask everywhere in Vegas, indoors, at bars, restaurants, casinos. It doesn't matter. I'm sure at these games as well, you see a lot of the players on the bench wearing the mask. It is crazy how it's gone back to all this drama and all this chaos and all this fear and all the dangers of the Delta variant has got, you know, hospitals full again, ICU units full again, everywhere, craziness. Florida out of control, Texas out of control. The governors of both of those states, big shot, big mouths, these two geniuses, Abbott and DeSantis, both clamoring. They don't need anything. No masks here. No one's going to tell us what to do. We're fine. Stay out of our business. Now that everybody in their state's dying, both of them. And now Abbott's begging for help from anybody in Texas. And DeSantis still defiant as ever, as everybody and their brother's dropping dead in the Sunshine State. Nice job by those two morons. Politicians, Christ. You go ahead and trust politicians. Have at it. Have at it. Like, you know, I'm over here. I got stuff to do. I'm balling. But you go ahead and listen to those two asshats giving you advice. I actually watched the craziest thing today, Mafia. I don't know if you saw it, but I don't know. It's just the craziest thing I've ever seen. I mean, I got to tell the story more after the break, but in essence, what I saw was I did mention it today, I think on Coast to Coast, that school board meeting on, I saw.
Yes, you did mention that. Talk about everyone threatening George Carl. You brought that up.
Right. So we brought both of those up. So, well, the one in Tennessee in this county, whatever, I don't even know, like, I forget the name of Williamson County or something like that. I don't even know what it was, but it made national news. It was on all the news channels. It was on CNN. Believe me, I watched the whole thing. It was on news magazine shows tonight. It was on the nightly news tonight, on the national nightly news. They showed this school board meeting got out of control inside. And when I come back, I'll tell you the story of what happened in this school board meeting. It all hell broke loose.
You don't have to listen to Sports Grid.
You can always go to a horse stable, find one with shoes, pry one off, and hang it over your door. Or you can get the winning edge
right here, and you won't take a hoof to the head.
Oh. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
All right, so Pharrell on the bench, Suns up 65-64 on the Nuggets. Great game. Minute 52 left in the third in Vegas. So anyway, I'm watching this thing today, and I just caught it. Like, I could care less about these people. I don't have any bones in it. I'm not part of it. I don't want anything to do with it. But I will say that it was crazy watching it. And I was right. It was Williamson County. The Board of Education special session that they had. And I've never heard of any of it. I don't know anything about that county or these people or anything else. But these, they gave like 30 people 1 minute each to speak at this board meeting. And it was absolutely out of control crazy. I mean, it was so heated and so argumentative and so divided and so threatening and so loud. You had to see it to believe it. And it stood like out like nobody's business. It was like, I mean, what a sore eye for that. I don't care what anybody says. You live there and you're on national television and every news outlet in the country showing how pathetic this thing was. Any way you slice it, these people were pathetic. Utterly disgusting what I saw, right? Like, I'm sitting there watching this going, like, look at these morons. I mean, I'm watching you people. What do you mean, you people? No, I'm watching this thing, Mafia, and these people start arguing. And there's chicks, like, saying, I'm suing you. And then who else is suing them? And then, like, you know, 20 people started cheering. They were all going to sue the school board. And then the nurses got up, teachers, everybody got up and spoke their mind. Now, you got to understand, this was as divided as a, you know, college football rivalry. I mean, they were literally one or the other. There was no middle ground. It was, you're either, everybody needs to wear masks, or the anti-vaxxers, no masks. And I mean, to tell you, it was crazy. So what happened was, you know, I'm sitting there watching this thing, and it spilled out after the meeting. A group who opposed the mask requirement. So here's what happened. They did a vote, right? And they approved a mask requirement for elementary school students, staff, and visitors inside all buildings and on buses beginning Thursday, today, and ending September 21st. I don't know why they're ending it September 21st. This thing isn't going to be over by then. But a group who opposed the mask requirement gathered outside, and then the crowd started shouting and screaming and threatening masked people as they left the board meeting, with one man telling the driver of a vehicle, and I watched him do it, like, you are so stupid. This guy is on national television on camera from 5 feet away. His face is all over television, national television. And he says, quote, we know who you are. You can leave freely, but we will find you. End quote. The police sergeant is seen imploring the crowd to be peaceful. They didn't listen to him at all. They're like, F you. Your mother's a hunk. And the driver of the car that they were harassing the most, a father of two students in the district who advocated for a mask mandate during the public comment portion of the meeting, he watched it. He was terrified for his life. He said, in the moment, I knew it was bad. I called my wife as soon as I got out of there. I called a friend on the way home. I drove the most convoluted way possible home after that. I had no idea how bad it was until I saw it and someone shared the video with me the next day. The meeting was Tuesday night. Debates over masks in schools have, you know, reemerged at the beginning of the school year here, and then because of the Delta variant, and the COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations among children have been on the rise, out of control. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend students from kindergarten through 12 wear masks, along with teachers and visitors, while the Pediatrics American Academy of Pediatrics recommends masks in schools for everyone over the age of two. Parents on both sides of the mask issue voice strong opinions, including health experts like doctors and medicine specialists. And they just went on and on and on. But this guy, one guy stood up. He was a Marine, a former Marine, told the board, quote, actions have consequences. If you vote for this, we will come for you. in a nonviolent way. Yeah, sure. Sure, Dan. Sure, Dan, the former Marine. You're nonviolent, huh? As you're threatening people at the board meeting, you asshat. In the past, you dealt with sheep. Now prepare yourself to deal with lions. You know who you are? You're the Capitol rioters, you stupid ass. You stupid ass. Thanks for serving your country, you stupid ass. Threatening people. Who are you going to kill now? You're going to set their house on fire? You're going to kill the parents and the children? You're going to kill the police? You're going to kill the teachers? You're going to kill the politicians? You're going to kill everybody because you're some badass wannabe Marine that's no longer anything? You don't matter, but you're screaming and threatening people, you stupid ass hat. Inject swearing here, Mafia. You stupid mother Foreller. All you idiot hillbillies. Oh, my God, I'm watching this. I've never seen. You're all a bunch of vultures, you threatening people. You're going to kill everybody. We know who you are. We know where you live. We're going to get you. You're all a bunch of imbeciles, stupid idiots. You backward-assed. Go drown yourself in a river. God, I mean, it made me sick watching it. Did you see it, Mafia? Did you see these people threatening these people? Because they, you got to be kidding me. I mean, there's people dying all over the world, and you don't want your stupid-ass little children to wear a mask? Because what, you're an idiot?
Of course I
turned the phone. Because what, you're a right-wing Republican or something? Who cares if you're left or right? There's people dying everywhere. Did you see it, Mafia?
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand it. And I don't know if I'm stupid or I'm just a genius because, like, how dare you bring your science and logic to this argument and tell us what's safe and not safe? It's not a political thing. Everyone makes it a political thing, their choice, freedoms. It's not about that. It's about staying alive. Your kids can't get the shot. You want them dead? I mean, just protect yourselves. Protect everybody. It's not just about you. I don't want to wear a mask. Well, it's not just about you. It's about everybody.
I have never in my life, how dumb do you have to be? Honestly, you're a hillbilly. You are absolute backward ass, stupid ass, mother Foreller. When you are on national television, there are cops everywhere, the sheriffs, police everywhere trying to calm this argument down in this parking lot outside this school board meeting. And you're on national television, cameras all in your face. And you're sitting there threatening people's lives. We're going to get you. We know who you are. We're going to get you. We're going to kill you. I mean, how stupid do you have to be? I mean, it's like a bad movie. Like, if you're a criminal, it's like saying, I'm going to rob this bank tomorrow at high noon. Catch me if you can. I mean, like, here's what I'm going to do. I know you, and I'm going to come kill you. Because you're telling me I have to wear a mask, my kid has to wear a mask at school. So what we're going to do is we're going to come to your house, we're going to kill your family. That's exactly what they were saying. And I'm just sitting there watching. I was so baffled by their stupidity. Like, I mean, okay, you hate everybody. You don't like people. You don't like masks. You don't, the COVID you don't believe in. There's only 650,000 people dead in our country and millions around the world dead. The Delta variant's killing people left and right, but you don't like it, so you're not going to have anybody tell you what to do. So what you're going to do is I'm going to go on national television, and I'm going to threaten to kill people over it. Like, how pathetic are these effing people? Like, I'm sitting there watching it going, like, I live in hell. Thank God I don't live in Tennessee. Now, everyone there can kiss my ass, okay? So kiss my effing ass. I'm not afraid of you, especially that hard-ass, tough guy, old man Marine threatening people. You effing loser. What a drip-ass, stupid-ass. What kind of dumb-ass Marine goes on national television threatening people? He's like threatening to kill everybody. Like, shut the F up, you stupid hillbilly. Oh, my God.
That's the thing, too.
I watched this thing today. I was like, so stunned at the behavior of people and how backward-assed and stupid they all were. I'm going to sue everybody. Well, go ahead, you stupid ass. You're not going to win any lawsuit, you stupid ass. Some chick, I'm going to sue everybody. I never got an education. I got no teeth, but I'm going to sue her. Shut the F up, you stupid idiot.
And the funny thing is, Scott, you know, no matter where you land on what side or, you know, the fact that, like you said, you're stupid enough to threaten people, there is no more anonymity. There is no more like, well, my word versus your word. I honestly say that. Everything is taped. Everybody has a phone now. And the second somebody starts getting high, you know, amped up, they tape it and they put it on the internet. So to say the things that some of these idiots are saying, I don't care if you don't believe in it. Okay, that's fine. That's your prerogative. It's stupid, but whatever. But to think that you're going to threaten people's lives and someone's not going to film it and put it on the internet and make you famous around the world and look like a moron, you're just that stupid.
That's my point of this whole conversation. I'm watching the whole thing on CNN. You're on national television by name. They're threatening to kill people. We're going to get you. And not only that, they were doing it. You saw them right in front of cops and sheriffs, like right in front of them, 2 feet away. The cops are pulling the guy off. He goes, I'm going to kill your family. I'm like, what is wrong with these people? It was like watching. I mean, honestly, it has to be the dumbest place on earth. I mean, now I know where the dumb people live. They live in Williamson County, Tennessee. I watched it on television. You should all be ashamed of yourselves. You know what? Don't blame me. Don't blame me, the loud-ass guy on the TV and radio. Don't blame me. We all watched how stupid you are. The whole world saw how stupid you are. And I got nothing to do with it. So kiss my ass, okay? I watched you idiots, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life because you're so stupid. Go watch it yourself after the fact because you were so mad and so angry and threatening people, and you were in the moment and you were so heated. But go watch it when you calm down, and you'll see how stupid you are too. Because it was like, here, I'm going to kill people over these masks. I'm going to get everybody. I'm going to kill everybody. We're going to burn your house down. We're going to get you. We're going to kill you. We're going to string you up. We're going to lynch your ass. I'll tell you what. You don't mess up down here in Tennessee. I'm like, what a bunch of inbreds. I was like watching going, this is hell on earth.
Hey, Scott, my buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
You can't even argue with me that it was just crazy to see that. Like, I don't know these people from Adam. I don't wish ill will on anybody. I'm not interested in anybody dealing with this to lose their mind and to go off and kill somebody or to, you know, threaten people. It's insanity. I'm like watching it. My whole point is how stupid they were, like being on national television, being filmed, threatening people's lives and threatening doctors and nurses and teachers and parents, just trying to protect their children and to get them to go to school and trying to protect their children. And they're threatening their lives. They're going to burn their houses down and all this other nonsense. I mean, it was the most despicable thing I think I've ever seen. I was just like, what has this world come to that I have to sit here and watch this? What a bunch of stupid asses. I was like, these are the dumbest people I've ever seen in my life. So I hate everyone for the way they behaved, but I don't care what you do. Go ahead and kill each other. Go ahead and kill everybody. Burn everybody. A bunch of losers.
Thank yeah, God, I just don't get
NBA
it.
Summer League it makes games no sense. Watch Muffet. What?
It makes no sense to me. I don't get what, you know, the reasoning. I don't get the reasoning, but still, that's your opinion. But I mean, it's just the way that people act in this day and age. It used to be like, oh, well, we need, you know, controversy. We need bad things like wars to bring people together in this country. Now, no matter what it is, you can't bring anyone together. People are never dying. Like, who cares?
Yeah, never. You get to it. And how about the women? The women at that thing were just as bad as the men. The women were like pulling out shotguns. I'm like, what is going on here? Blue Jays are down 5-2 to Ohtani and the Angels right now. in the fifth. Padres down 8-2 to the D-bags in Zona in the top five. Giants up 7-0 on the Rockies.